Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
So. Yo. Big instrumental, this. Written many a bar to this.
Mad Lib, son. You and Kazi. About the last comment. Average.
Yeah. I stand firm with the mic in my hand. Calling out your phony niggas that be biting my man. Keep it up, you know I'm fed up. Now it's time to go head up. I guess I was born, naturally born, to leave you torn. Calling out the cause, you best to get a reform. Don't try to innovate, wait, you still won't sound great. Talking about you got a new style, how you dig in my crate. Well, I'm here to tell you that I'm busting your bubble. You in some hot water, should I say some lyrical trouble. There's a door, see your way out, talking about you playing bullshit. Time after time, I caught your bluff, you need to quit. Just chill, come on, I know your next move. When my troops get together, it's like red group. I prove a point, make some stands in this hip-hop claim. Staying true to the roots, four elements to comprehend. You still don't get it, reality is a must.
How many
likes
you must have seen?
It's like, niggas ain't hungry no more. What's the deal? Keep it ill.
Who will you switch to be a remainder? How many like you must have seen?
Stones Throw Records, man.
Sooner or later.
Who will you switch to be a remainder?
Hey yo, my suicidal team, use prevent defense. I'm in your area, causing pain, repent. What? Can't stand them seeds that don't equal to nothing. Come on your front and rhyme against us. It's like whooping.
Yo. That's Mad Lib and Kazi. Track called Average. You were saying what? You freestyled many times to this track, yes? Yeah?
Written bars to that many bars. Times.
It is a class.
Many times. So much so that I don't even know like the Kazi's lyrics.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened to Kazi. He had a nice EP with this track on it, and every track on it was dope. Mad Lib beats and him rapping, but I don't know what happened to that dude, man. But anyway, regardless, man, shout out all the Arms House crew. Salute everybody in the place. It is the Rappel episode 159 of the Arms House.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
I couldn't make it because family emergency.
Yeah, exactly.
But Maddie went and did it on his own. And I'm going to watch it now for the first time live.
Theme is going to react right now with you guys. He doesn't know what happened or how it went, and so we're going to watch what I made and react to it accordingly. Obviously tell me to pause at any point when if you want me to pause or whatever. We're going to get straight into it, man. No faffing about. We'll do some graph critiques at the end and a couple other things I want to chat about, but let's get this. It's about half an hour long, maybe 35 minutes, maybe a bit longer. Anyway, let's get straight into the Rappel graph. Shout out Chips from Manchester, man.
Shout out Chips from Manchester. That's a surprise. So there was a chick piece there. You don't do it off prelate, do you, bro?
Just watch.
Trusting man like Chips to do all the knots.
Shout out my brother Alex. Salute. Unique pieces.
Okay. Yo, welcome Arms House to your mum's house, episode 159. Themos had a family emergency, man. He couldn't make it. But he's going to react to this video, so we'll get his 2 pence by the end, yeah? I want to give some love and big love to my man from Manny, Chips in the house.
How you doing, bro?
Brother, for real.
Good to be here, man. Good to be in hometown.
thank you for coming down, man. He said it's his first time down in London,
it is,
right?
Man. Don't know how that's happened, but
welcome, know. Welcome to London, man. But he's come down because he has a particular set of skills. Yeah, rappel graph. I've been saying on a couple of podcasts now, I'm going to try my hand at some rappel. I reached out there to people, said, who's got the equipment? Who's got the know-how? And my man Chips, my life is in your hands today, man.
It is. You're in good hands, though.
Very.
Very safe hands.
Disclaimer. If Knockwood, something happened, I'm sure it won't. He's been Never. Assuring me it's super safe, you know, I mean, all that stuff. And we're not going crazy, crazy high. We're not going up there.
No chance.
I ain't dangling off that fucking thing, yeah? But we got a little drop here. Listen, if something does happen to me, don't take it out on him. I'm doing this fully out of my own free will and all that stuff. But you can cuss the shit out of him if something happens to me, all right? But no harm should befall this man, okay? All right. Beautiful. I'm obviously kidding, man. It's all love.
Yeah, of course. Man.
You've been doing this now, you were saying, for a couple of years now or 1 year?
About 1 year now.
About
you know.
A year. Because yeah. you're young and still, man.
Yeah, 20 years old now, man.
And like... You know, we say hip-hop is a young man's sport, it's all bullshit, but this is a young man's sport, because I'm definitely going to be aching at the end of this, yeah? I'm going to be hurting at the end of this.
That's a nice workout.
Yeah, it's a proper workout, that's what you've been telling me. And I got lower back problems, man. That's just going to fuck
I'm
me
I'm getting
up.
There with this. Yeah.
So, you've been... How many...
Look at me getting all the excuses in early, yeah?
Yeah, I know. Look at you with your typical, like, old man shit, lower back... Issues.
It's true though, I got sciatica, man. That shit hurts like motherfucker.
How times have you rappelled off a thing?
Over 20 times.
20 times, 20
in
odd times.
Yeah.
And what was the highest height you've been
about
on?
About 100 foot, 110 foot.
100 foot? God damn, man. Okay, but like you said, like it sounds a lot higher it than it is.
Yeah, of course, because once you get to a certain height, it doesn't matter, you know.
It doesn't really matter. Like, yeah, 100 foot or 500 foot at the end of the day.
It's the same thing at the end of the day. It's just the yeah. height that's the difference.
So. And it's mind over matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're saying
you've got
faith in your equipment. You know it works. You know what I mean? You're following all the steps. Don't get too complacent. And then, you know, you just got to put trust in it that it will work.
Exactly, yeah.
Because we all take risks every day. Crossing a road, you're taking a risk. You know what I mean? I'm trying to, like, this is the mind over matter. This is me trying to overcome.
Try to calm down.
Have you got a fear for heights as well or no?
A little bit. A
little bit? But I mean, a healthy bit.
A healthier. That's what we want here.
Because
I'm safer.
I'm shit with heights as well, man. I get all shaky and shit, you know what I mean? But I'll be all right. I trust you, brother, man. You seem... Yeah. And like, I tell you what, when I was on the way here, I was like, oh, do you want any beers? I'll get you beers. And you were like, no, I'm not much of a drinker. I'm like, man. Hallelujah.
So, I don't think you want that.
Yeah, exactly.
Drunk man teaching.
Well, I'm trying to be hospitable, show you some London love, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, man. I appreciate it, bro.
All right, let me think. What other questions I wanted to ask? I'm trying to preempt problems I'm going to have, yeah? When you're dangling off, obviously there's a height thing and the, you know, mind over matter, all that stuff. But the actual painting process, do you sketch a lot so that you've got it in your head?
Because
you can't stand back to look at what you've done.
No, exactly. Especially when I first, to get the letters all in proportion, like correct the way it flows in the right way. It doesn't look out of proportion as one letter there. Because you can only see about 2 foot back from the wall.
Exactly.
So. I mean, think about how many times you actually doing like a nice full colour piece, whatever.
Yeah, you stand back and you see mistakes and shit.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and do you go down and then go back up and then outline and then go back up and then border, or do you try and do everything in one and then do a whole thing on the way down?
It depends. There is so many factors because it depends if I'm using just the chrome and the black.
Yeah.
Say I'll just do the chrome. I'll go do the chrome down, black up, and then do all that, say if I'm doing a second board or whatever, you know what I mean, background. Or say if I'm doing a full colour, I'll just do each letter, all the nice colours. I even might throw on the outline just on there, just to speed up the process, because it takes, sometimes it takes up to about 3-4 hours sometimes.
Oh, shit.
Especially if you're going nice, big sizes, all focals and whatnot. Yeah. When you do the full production, it does take time.
That's the part I think I'm going to struggle with the most, man, is trying to get it looking balanced.
The proportions.
And like, I guess the higher, the more this might come into play, but you don't have to play with perspective, do you? Because people are looking at it upwards. Do you have to make the top bit bigger than the bottom bit, or you don't really think
about
it?
To be fair, when you're looking up it, you just don't really look at that in the sense, you know, it's like, you're just looking and thinking, I've done it. I've come back the next day and I've literally had about dog walkers pointing and being.
Oh, is it? Like, how the fuck? Yeah, that must be a crazy feeling, man.
Oh, mate. It's like...
Oh, mate. Some of the reactions I've seen online, because this repelling graffiti has obviously gained traction, gained like popularity in the last few years.
Now,
mainly because of Rams, I guess.
Yeah,
he popularized it from New Zealand. He is, yeah. I think
Germany. I think.
Germany? No, I heard he's from New Zealand.
It's New Zealand.
I thought he was from LA because he's MSK.
Well, somewhere.
Anyway, he's a nutter. Rams, MSK, we all know him. Like, he's the one doing the crazy.
Yeah, the
few. You seen that one? The bridge one, where he's just doing tags down. He does a down rock tag.
Just tags me.
It's crazy high. I'll show clips here in the edit. Fucking hell. Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so he popularized it, and now I've seen there's a few dudes here, SMT lot, I've been doing it.
Yeah.
Eero is another name I've seen.
LRS have been about as well.
Damn.
Who do you rate? What was his name that you just said? That Erlo.
Who?
Erno.
Oh, Erno, yeah.
Erno. Yeah, yeah.
Killing it. He's got some wild pieces.
That train station one is fucking.
Yeah, he's pulling it out the bag, man. Yo, reach out. If you want to get on the pod, we'd love to have you on, man. Pick your brains a bit. All right, so come along. We already filmed this a bit, but just to kind of reiterate it.
Yeah.
You put the main anchor under the tree. Yeah,
this is probably the main part about it all.
The tree.
Our life support here.
Don't fail me, man. Nah, it's solid, man. That's solid. That ain't going nowhere.
The most likely thing to fail on everything, all this rope gear, is the thing that you're attaching to.
Yeah,
because I've attached to trees 10 times skinnier than this, they've been all right.
I've
attached to the poles about that thin, and it's just like, you just gotta really figure it out, you know what I mean?
It's like a metaphor for life, man. It's the roots,
The deeper the roots,
the harder the structure, the more safe everyone's gonna feel, if that makes sense.
You've got this main anchor point here.
Yeah.
Nice, perfect knot in there. Got two. So
double
just in
strap.
Case one of these goes.
Yeah, you got the backup.
Backup. Nice big old knot here.
Yeah.
I mean, it just ain't going nowhere, that, you know what I mean? You could jank on that for 1,000 years, ain't fucking.
No, I got you. And then you had the rope there, and then the bit coming over, which I liked, is the bit where the rope is gonna rub against the concrete. They've got these extra little strap bits here to kind of protect the rope.
Yeah, this is what the low thing is what you'll get, yo. Because if it was on here, it was putting all this tension through here.
Yeah.
That rope is going to be fucking shredded by the time they're going with it, you know what I mean?
Especially with my fat ass.
And you'll just see over time, it'll naturally just fray a little bit. But inside these ropes is like a whole completely different rope, which is, you know, like how a parachute, the reserve is safer than that.
It's pretty much
like that, you know what I mean? Like,
yo. All right, cool. I'll see you down there, yeah? I'm going to head down.
Do you know what the reserve...
think I'm stupid or what, man? Jumping off.
What was that? Do you think you know what the reserve rope and a parachute? You're like, yeah. You don't know fucking shit about that sort of shit.
I mean, I've seen them do it. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of get it. But yeah, you're right. Any other questions about the setup theme? Like, what would you have asked if he was there? Well, it's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it. And I like him. He seems to be like pretty screwed on. You know what I mean?
Sound.
For a young'un, he's like on it.
I was thinking for a minute, should I put subtitles down? Like, you know, from the man. You know how sometimes they do that when Jamaicans chat and shit. I'm always like, I can understand what you say. What the fuck you got subtitles for? Anyway, let's go. Down there, yeah? I'm a head down there. What, you think I'm stupid or what, man? I ain't jumping off that, man. We're going to go from the bottom and we're going to crank our way up. All right? That's how it's done, right?
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Safer.
So, yeah, so what's the dilly, man? How are we going to get this done?
What I prefer doing, A lot of people just do have their own little ways of doing it, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Everyone's got their own way of painting and that, don't they?
Of course.
So this is the main descender, innit? This is what you're attached to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The rope has to go down, up and out like that.
Yeah, yeah, easy, simple.
Block it off, ain't uh-huh. going nowhere, you know what I mean? Okay. Like that, it's just... You could yank on that for fucking ages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, it's going to be a little bit of bounciness, you know what I mean? It's going to be a little bit of...
We like to get... We bounce.
You don't want it dead tight, you know what I mean?
Nah, it's all good.
Otherwise, it's going to fucking... It's going to be rock solid. You want a nice little bounce, you know what I mean?
I'm just worried, what's going to be riding up my Panani, man? There's going to be something right up there. I know there is. That's what I've been dreading as well, man. I've got to move my testicles, my big balls to the side.
I've got a standard harness.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen people using the full over-the-shoulder ones for fucking...
Mate, have you seen in Brazil, they have like a rope with a little plank of wood,
mate,
and they're just sat on that.
They're not even attached to the rope.
Nothing, they're not.
Mate, they're just,
nothing.
It's like a swing.
With t-shirt off, just going down a fucking, like a rope swing, literally, yeah? Just his mate just going
that
like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, you go, and he's just like, that's so crazy to me.
Should I open it first just to give you?
Huh?
Fuck that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, fuck.
Do you want to what?
Should I open it first just to give you a little...
Oh, you want to go up and show me?
Just to give you a rundown.
Just
the motion, innit?
If you think that will... Yeah, if that's better, go for it, man, yeah.
Fuck it. Might as well, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got one leg.
Put on the big napper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been at some spots and some people have seen me doing this. And they've been like, what the fuck is he doing? You know, I got belly on that. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, the thoughts that must be going through people's head, just even mate. Even looking, you know what I mean? They must be like, what the
yeah, they don't have a fucking clue, man.
Nah.
Like, in general, they don't have a clue. They look at you weird anyway if you're just painting on a wall, let alone dangling off a string and painting.
Like, probably one of his neighbours thinking, what? Mm-hmm. They've probably never seen this in the whole fucking years of staying there.
That's true, man. And also, it's mad windy as well right now, so I'm going to get paint all over me and shit, man, I reckon. Sorry, Deco and Jords, you just happened to be in the way, man. You see the rope? I got no choice, man. I got no choice, so, you know, it's love, yeah? I'll
sorry,
put you
Jords.
Up
sorry,
if
Jords.
I can, if I survive.
The trick is, because most
people
get dead.
Do you do something decent, like, or do you completely
cuts off the circulation?
Serious dead leg bite. You just can't feel it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's gone, like.
And when you're up, you're up. Like, it's not like you can have a little rest bite.
Like, you just got hacking. It's sometimes you have to be
Maddie's
going to
be so shit at this.
I'm going to be quick, though. I'm not going to be up there for long, but I don't reckon. We'll see. And I've got lower back pains and everything. I'm fucked, man. I'm going to actually... Oh, what's this for?
This is a little ascendos, gives you a boost, because you're going to try and be pulling yourself up through that.
Yeah, just little, like inch by inch,
yeah,
right? And that
one you can
get a good foot probably, yeah?
Yeah, so that just clips onto there like that. So you hold onto that, put your foot in there.
I can just picture it now.
What do you press to release
military
it?
Military Maddie.
That just stays on.
Oh,
that.
It goes up.
That's what goes up, and when you get all the way to wherever you need to go, just take it off, attach it to your
And then you take it off.
Wait,
show it to the camera, that come around this side, yeah. So, okay, so it releases like that, and then now it's clipped
so on.
So
it goes up, but it'll just never come down.
Yeah, yeah,
unless you do that motion, which you just never do. Your hands all the way down, yeah.
And my life isn't dependent on that. That's just
to help me
get up.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
what my life is dependent on.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is...
All right.
Always lock it off.
Yeah.
If that unscrews, you just fucked.
You just fucked.
Nice and tight.
Have you seen that film Cliffhanger? You seen the bit the intro, the beginning, when he's like, no, and they're like, no, and she's like, because the strap is like getting looser and looser. That's also going through my head right now. Fuck it. Have you seen that film Cliffhanger with Sylvester Stallone?
Of course not.
You're too young, innit?
I might have done, you know.
Okay. Don't watch that film. If you could do this, do not watch that movie.
Yeah, so you just got...
It is a sick film, though, if you haven't seen Cliffhanger.
Grab here.
Oh, I get that. This is
the side that
thing,
goes
yeah.
down. Like, it's just the side that you're not using. You pull up with that, so try and put out as much as you can. Bring out some of the tension.
Jesus,
and you just got to go...
Up. Whoa.
Just like
holy
that.
Shit. Yeah, yeah, I get you, I get you. Damn, all right.
Makes it look easy.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just...
I see
that. You'll never do that,
What about going down?
Going down? You don't want to leave that there, otherwise you're not getting it back.
Oh, you take
unless
that.
You want to climb back up.
Oh, yeah.
So I just attach that. Just attach it to the little carabiner there. That's what you put your bag on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the bat. I was going to say, the paint as well. Yeah. Yeah, fuck.
So you got your, obviously, your main line here, the main part. So this is just, like, got the handle there. And it's literally just... So always keep your hand on here and all. I always want to keep...
Feed it through like that. What are you doing with your left hand? Oh, you're just pulling it back slightly. Okay, and then that's locked
cause
in.
Yeah, because when there's tension in there, you can kind of like... You know what I mean? You don't want to fucking... Just
not
go all
the way,
back.
Yeah, and just like...
and then you just
We're
gone.
Not the SAS breaking into the Iranian embassy. No. Scene, you know what I mean?
And that's literally it. You want to go back up again, boom, pull that back up.
Now that's dope, dope. Okay, look, I'm anxious. I want to get up there, man. Let's go. Let's do it. All right, sweet. Chips. I like it.
You see, I'm already taking the nozzles off, like, just so I don't have to do anything while I'm up there. Let me get my fat cap. Yeah, so, you know, I'm trying to think, like, I want to do as little as possible while I'm up there. So I'm taking all the nozzles off the cans. I got all the fat caps in my middle pocket here.
That's what spends most time.
Yeah, you know.
Changing all the bags and shit. See, I used to have a fucking dead long bag. You have to use to pull it up, then change it.
Oh, my God.
It makes such a ball. It makes it 10 times harder.
Yeah, and like you said, I think you made it look a lot easier than it's actually going to be. Yeah,
I feel a lot better when you're up there.
Yeah, yeah, let's get this thing strapped in, man.
So, that's just the right leg there, isn't it?
The right leg in there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do I have to go through here, though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, all right, cool.
Like it's a nappy, innit? That's why I always
call
it.
Oh, yeah, the nappy.
Yeah.
Nappy dreadlock.
Then you want the top thing, like the top part, above like your hips there.
Yeah, I can't get it past my fucking... How am I supposed to get it up there?
I just got fucking...
Is this like a small strap or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, there's no way that's going up, bruv. That's not going up over my ass. Does it not get bigger?
Bro, it's the end of the tap.
That's
there.
It, it's the end of the tap.
Fuck.
What the fuck? No. We've
No, man.
Fucked at the first
time. Nah, there's a way, man.
There must be a way. Let me get rid of all the shit in my pockets. You son of a fucking bitch.
Yeah, if you pull your pants through, innit?
Yeah, yeah. Nah, but it's my fat ass, man. I won't get through. That's
the best part of the episode, eh?
The fuck? Look at my fat ass, I won't get through. Now, for real, what? Get my backy out as well. How can this be one size fits all, man? There's no way. You bought a small size.
There has been like a couple of different men that have been in there and all. Sounds a bit.
Oh, you've had several mans in here, yeah? What the fuck? I should have worn
you
my
belt. You just never put anything like this on.
My belt on as well. It's because I'm so hip hop. All my clothes are mad baggy and shit, and like I don't know what the fuck, man.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay, there we go. Now we're getting there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you're talking about dead leg cutting off circulation, man. Jesus Christ.
I don't want it fucking like rolling over as well, innit? Like twisting.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying not to, but.
Fuck, man. We have to go outdoors or something real quick, aren't we?
Fuck.
Just want to try and get that top one as high as it can, just above like the hips, innit?
You know, I'm taking this belt off. I don't need the belt.
Listen to your breathing, how much you're struggling from. Fuck you, know.
Alex is behind the camera creasing up. Don't be creasing up, you bitch.
Bro, I'm out of breath before I even start climbing the wall.
Yeah, I know.
Sort
yeah,
out, help me out, Chips, man.
That's been the biggest problem of the entire episode here.
Does that look all right to you? Does it look safe?
Yeah, let's get up to there. I just feel like that anyway.
You'll be all right like that, yeah?
Yeah, put your hands down the legs, like the side of the leg loops there.
You are a fatty man, bro.
It'll be okay. And so that's what's going to be holding me up.
Yeah.
Look at your cord piece.
I'll attach that to your side there, whichever side you prefer to get out on. Two tabs on both sides. It's just a little twist there. You just got to twist and pull back in it. Easiest way to do it, except from screwing it and all that bollocks.
What's it, where we're?
Just open the
right, yeah, of course. Better boom.
Yeah. Tighten
up. Twist it up, yeah?
Yeah, that way. Make sure.
Boom.
So downwards is locked.
Down. And that's going up like that.
Yeah. So what you wanna do now when you're on the ground, so grab that, this is the side that you wanna put yourself up.
So that's
pull that up, pull some tension up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I put my foot in here.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This is gonna be brilliant.
Put that. Just reach up as high as you can reach.
Like that? No, I don't. And I hold this like that to here.
Yeah, pull all the tension out of there, still slacking it. But,
yeah. Oh, keep it tense. Yeah, I get you.
So then you just wanna like.
Holy fuck!
pull up
on this! I'm fucking up, man! Jesus, hold on.
Wait, rewind it! What the fuck was that?
Yeah. I keep trying. So,
there it is. I'm on it.
Yeah, so, when it's loose like that, when you're pulling up, so reach.
Oh, you're not. I keep trying to touch that. I gotta not touch that. Oh, shit.
You gotta remember, you can't pull up if you're pulling down in your foot.
There's
a little trick that you mind, please, and all.
Okay.
So, you just gotta literally, as soon as you pull up on there, do the same motion with the other hand and just.
With this hand?
Yeah, just free motion it. You don't have to grab on.
You
try and get low on the rope. Get low on the rope, yeah.
Low on the rope?
Yeah, low
on the rope.
Yeah.
Brother.
Please.
I can't do it, man.
You can reach higher, bro.
That's it, bro.
Go on and just.
Yeah. And then that's going up.
See? Anyway, that's unlocked there. Pull your hand.
Jesus Christ, bro, this ain't gonna work. I'm not even kidding. I can't do shit. I'm fucked. What am I supposed to do?
Come back this way. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So, when you're always pulling up, you always want to grab as low as you can because that's where you're going to really pull much up from up there because that's your max reach, innit? So, try and. It's unlocked now, innit? So.
Yeah.
When. You can reach higher than that, I know you can.
A little bit.
Yeah. So pull that up.
So that goes up, hold this low.
Both motion.
Yeah, but now that ain't happening, bro. Is this gonna lock once it's up?
Nah, it's just if you
bro, but I don't think this is happening, man. Alex, get a shot from around that side.
I don't even know, man.
Bro,
I don't.
That ain't happening, man. How am I supposed to.
I don't even.
I know, it's fucked. So this is. So that's locked.
Everyone's just cracking up in the background.
What
you know
the
what it is?
Fuck?
I think it's because the leg loop's not long enough, innit?
I don't know,
you know.
Wait, twist me around so I'm facing the wall again, if that's alright. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, wait. See your foot of the leg loop.
Yeah.
See how there you're stable.
Yeah.
Stable.
Yeah.
What I think we need to do is get this like the right height.
Bro, my arms are killing me already. Already my arms are killing me. Let alone trying to get up there. That's not, I don't think that's going to happen, bro. I genuinely don't think it's going to happen.
Nah, we'll make it happen.
I like this guy, Chips. He's like, there's a way.
The fucking cutting off the circulation on the leg as well. It feels sturdy though. I feel safe like this.
Yeah, it feels nice, doesn't it, when you're on there, it's just chilling. Yeah. Like, realistically, that's no different from 100 foot, it isn't, bro?
No, exactly.
You know what? What you want to do is reach all the way up.
Yeah.
And then...
I know you're saying, and then pull, but when I pull myself up, so I'm obviously
wanna, like,
swinging like that.
Yeah, you want to be... And then when you got the finger, pull up to the side just like that, and always keep like a wide base, you know what I mean? You want to be like a... Think of like a cat on a wall.
But mate, my ball is getting caught on this now. Fucking hell. Look, if I get another meter or two, then I'm probably just gonna start paying like fuck it. Like there's
Yeah.
Like at least
Oh, because already, I'm not even kidding, the dead leg thing, man, is real, man.
Yeah, bro, it's real.
And his harness is like for extra small, like for kid size. So I'm just kidding, but still.
It is, to be fair.
Look at my balls here. Can you get out close?
Can you get a close up of my balls?
There's a big harness in there. I knew it was going to be difficult, but not like that, man.
Try like a little smaller one.
Dude, look how much you've gone up by like 5 centimeters. I'm trying to get your foot in there,
so I'm going to put it lower. Yeah.
He made that thing shorter, which I think was a bad move, because now it made it 10 times harder. Oh.
And then.
That's not open, is it?
No, hey, go on.
Steady me up, like, so I'm facing the wall. Yeah, hold me like that.
Hold me.
Bring your left leg out, like. Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't get no height on this, fuck.
Yeah. And pull,
I can't,
pull
bro.
Up you your say, right leg.
Chips just keep saying, yeah, you can. I can't.
Nah, believe, bro. See?
Bro, that ain't happening, man. I ain't doing that again.
Nah, you did it, bro. You already done. See, so you just got to redo that repeat.
I'm such a bitch.
Yeah, but I pulled this down. Now I should put it up.
Yeah.
I can't. You fuck.
Yeah, go back down on yourself there. He's going
bro,
up.
I can't go any higher, man. I'm not even kidding. I'm being serious. I won't be able to paint anything otherwise. No, I'm going to paint something, but I'm just about talking about getting higher. Zah! You fuck.
Oh my god.
Now, if you can, try and make that leg loop longer, innit? So you push it a little bit longer.
Yeah, but then this is like right up to here now. Oh man.
I want to shoot like a reflect. Like, I don't know what's the best
I know,
way to do
no,
like.
No, no, no. I can see exactly what it is. It's just I'm a pussy and I'm weak. And I can't
fucking do it.
That's
the motion right there, innit?
Huh?
That's the motion, you're there.
Yeah, I got it.
Like that.
Oh, this is closed off now. Like. No, that's it. I can't go any higher than that.
No, that's it. That can't be it.
No, I'm gonna paint. Now, for real, Chips, I know you're disappointed in me. I can see it in your face.
Nah, man.
I can see it. Look, I can't even turn. Now I just want to try and attempt painting. See how.
I couldn't get any higher than that, bruv, man.
You are joking, bruv.
I'm not joking, man.
You fucking fucked it in the ass.
I completely failed.
Oh my god.
I failed miserably, man.
Oh my days, he's serious.
But you still get, you know, I still learn how to paint while dangling off a rope, man. But yeah, bruv, I couldn't. If I tried anymore, I would have been too tired to even do anything when I was up there.
We should have got you in the gym beforehand, like doing pull-ups and shit.
Gym is necessary if you're going to do this. And also that kid, how much do you reckon he weighs, man? You know what I mean? It's minor. I got my big jacket on. I got a bag full of paint. I got my fat ass as well, man. Shit.
He probably weighs about 75 kilograms, I would say. Yeah. So,
you know?
Maybe less.
But anyway, yeah, no, I failed miserably. Sorry, man. But I still paint and, you know, do the
job. Wait, so this is the height? Yeah. Don't give me that shit, man.
I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't get any higher.
Oh, jeez.
I should have just jumped off the top.
Oh, my days. You've gone up by, like, it's where the happy birthday reaches.
Like, literally that much, man.
Someone stood up on the floor and they wrote that.
I know.
Oh, my God.
What can I
say?
How easy or not it is to paint from this close.
You can try and go on your knees and all. I sometimes do that when you're like laser. Like, try and like go on your knees.
On the knees?
Yeah. Brings
you
a bit
closer. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Oh, not this. Yeah, I wanted to go a bit higher for you guys, but, bruv.
A bit higher?
There's no way. there's no way that's happened. I'm sorry, Chips, man, to let you down,
man,
bro.
You're up. You're on there.
He's come all the way from Manny. For me to go 2 meters off the ground.
Look how much rope you've got and shit.
Alright. Sorry, George, big up, George. I'm just gonna do a down rock. Oh shit.
especially when you're painting, or once you get to like certain heights, you don't even like think about it, you know what I mean? Because you're so, you want to get all the piece, all the letters nice and straight. So you're not even thinking about the height.
Yeah.
You start thinking about the piece, is what you're talking about. You're a fucking lemon, bruv! A lemon, bruv!
Oh, yeah, you're happy birthday to Drax PFB, by the way. It was his 60th birthday the other day. Salute.
And you're going Enigma's over his shit.
Well, salute Enigma. She's not 60, though.
Hold on, I'll do a couple birthday shouts there. What are you saying, Theme?
Are you going over his Drax's 60th birthday pieces?
No, that's for Shan. That's another thing. That's been there a couple weeks now.
Okay. Because I was thinking, this is fucking joke. You're you might not even get the M and the B in, bruv.
I'm not doing an AMB, I'm doing an AHC, but you'll see, man. It'll happen. And then Chips kind of does it and shows me how it's done, man. It's all
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
By the way, it was his 60th birthday the other day, so oh yeah, happy birthday to Drax PFB, by the way. It was his 60th birthday the other day, salute. And it's Enigma's birthday as well. Salute Enigma. She's not 60 though.
21.
Happy birthday, Enigma.
I'm just hearing Theme cracking up at me for being only a meter off the fucking ground. You know what? I'm going to outline it while I'm up here as well.
Well, I'm up here, bro.
Up from the bottom.
One day I'll do it. Most people I speak to are just like, why do you go on, why do you want to go up the wall and just write a name? I mean, look at him though, you know, that's the reason there. It just looks fucking, just looks sick, doesn't it?
All right, cool. Now, how do I lower myself?
So the handle.
Yeah.
Grab
this bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so slowly. You have to do it slow, man. You have to go into it, you know what I mean? You're
gonna go fast. Yeah, but surely my weight is gonna take me down.
Nah.
I have to feed it in, what?
Nah, is there no tension?
This is up now, or no, at least got up even more.
Yeah, so
oh shit, there we go.
Is it?
It's the abseiling bit.
Yeah. There you go.
Just about. Whoa. Look, I'm almost hitting the ground.
Sometimes
now,
in the rain though, when the rope's dead slick and all the gears are dead slick, sometimes you'll go down and just go doom, like a low foot drop and it gets you going, man.
Fuck that. So what time is usually the best time to go and do it? Is it during the night or you go during the day or you scope out? Nighttime.
I would. Yeah, nighttime is probably the best, but in cities like this where there's so many eyes watching, it happened to me the other day. I was doing it was on one of the original spots on my Instagram, fucking. I went back there and there's some guy on his balcony just said the police were coming. Fucking midway rope, man. We rushed up that shit, packed up rapid, and we was walking away and no joking, a fed car came down with lights on us, turned them off when they got down to this little like corridor ginnel that we was down. Mate, I was like, well, I feel like daytime, if you just whack on a high vis, you get away with anything nowadays, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But dangling off a building, like, you know, there's only so much blagging you can do with high vis.
Especially when you're painting and all.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
What, why is the building going chrome?
But that window cleaner seems to be not cleaning the windows.
Yeah.
Oh, where's the grey gone?
Just tinting them, mate. Just tinting them.
Yeah. Oh, bugger. Oh no, I just dropped my tin all the way. You drop paint sometimes, drop it.
Yeah.
Then you're fucked, you can't
make sure. I don't even bring my phone on with me any times now.
Oh, is it, yeah?
Yeah. Don't put my phone, like my keys, phone.
Can you pass me that back? Cheers.
Thank you, brother.
Oh mate, my legs are fucked.
Oh my god.
You all right, mate?
What's up,
the Beatsman?
Hey, he's out. He's in. Hello down there. What's up? You all right? But I think that's my last letter now, because my legs literally are going to fall off in a second. I'm busy.
That was the worst part. It wasn't like, okay, obviously getting up there was difficult and hard, but it cuts off your fucking leg, man. And like, I had pins and needles on my right leg pretty much from the beginning, man. Theme with his disappointed face.
Very disappointed in
yourself. No, right at the bottom. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I did now, because I'd be dangling now 30 feet off the fucking high sky if I tried to get off the top there. Oh, I'm done, man. I gotta go. My legs are literally gonna fucking fall off.
It's the worst when you try and get back up. You're going through all the paint, so say if you're going down, getting all the mud on your shoes. Yeah. When you're going back up, it's just fucking slippery, ruins it, mate.
And wet paint as well. Yeah, you're dealing with the wet paint and shit.
Joke, man.
Jesus Christ, lads.
Look at his cold beats.
This ain't no joke, man. Yo, props to anyone who does this, man. Fucking hell, I've already got a cramp in my arm now just from that last bit.
Still.
And I know I'm coming off like a proper pussy, but I don't care, man. Can you get like an automated version?
See you later, mate. Have a good day.
If you can press a button.
Yeah, there is loads. You can get like a normal drill and like a little machine. A just straight up.
You see, that's what we need. That's what we need. This whole pulling myself up ain't gonna happen, man. All right, bro, get this shit off me, man.
Go on.
What's going on?
Fucking trying to put some more weight.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You might have to now show us how it's done, yeah?
Yeah.
Nuts. But look, my letters, you know, I wouldn't be too mad about that. I'm going to add a C onto it, AHC. I'm not too mad about the letters, though. Like, you know, I thought I was gonna be struggling a bit more with being so close and dangling and stuff. I mean, still, messy as fuck.
The wind doesn't help, though. I mean,
wind doesn't help.
50 mile an hour winds out here.
But... No, yeah, it's not, you know.
It's good, man.
Not too...
You did it, though. Most men won't even get close to doing it, you know.
You don't reckon?
No chance.
Definitely not at my age, man, that's for sure. Like, this is strenuous activity. This is no joke, man. And, like, just, like... Okay, this is super tight anyway. Well, it's not tight now, but when you're hanging, all your weight is cutting off your artery on the top of your thigh, man.
And if you're up there for like even...
Imagine an hour and a half, 2 hours, some people 3 hours. You've seen them time-lapse videos, hours of people up there. But they must have like, they find the equipment that comfortable for them.
Yeah, there is like, you can get an extra little seat. So there's like little lecture like gadgets and whatnot, but...
Okay, now how's this going to come off? I don't even know.
Fucking hell.
I don't know if this is going to come off. All right. We're going to cut now, but hopefully, I think Chips is going to kind of show us how it's done, man, and he's going to do the do, all right?
Sweet.
So, yeah, I got finished the thing, you know what I mean? Even though I'm on ground, I'm on terra firma now.
I keep the whole world in drama. Smoke my competition out of just a bag of scammer. I'ma reload the vocab to answer news. Now amateurs that play the OJ, you wonder why they lose. I subdue the microphone.
That's good grass over Shan's 60th. I keep my man migraine. The master I see. Probably the worst rap I've ever seen you do. Since your audio produced a real rap song, I walk a man who's shouting on a jack up in the plan.
Alright, officially in AHC. What's a new meaning for AHC? Always hanging cautiously. Yeah?
It's a good one, that, to be fair. Fucking hell, I might start putting that up. You so high. I'll be getting money till the day that I die.
The new and improved, you can't make a move or elude the feud about to be cued. Wow.
So is it not a lot easier to go off the top of
the what?
Building? Is it not a lot easier to go off the top?
To go off the top and lower yourself, definitely. I mean, you just avoiding the yanking to go up because, But I just like, you know, I'm not good with heights. There was no way. I trust the kid, obviously, now after doing it, but I wasn't about to like just jump off the top there, man. I'm sorry, Arms House crew. I mean, I love you guys, but I'm not prepared to do that, man.
But is he attached to the tree when he's doing it now?
Same tree. Just went off the other side there, man.
With your body bound, yeah. Make my own type of home on the phone. MCs reaching for my style, I leave alone. My terminology and odyssey known to men, and counteract the sham, more cooler than a thing. Split the vision, I cut with precision, yeah. So many tried before but still couldn't get in. Now it's calm, no need to explain. The master I see enters now in your game.
I'm one, so six.
High, you so high. Yeah. Till the day that I die, I'm so high, you so high. I'll be getting money till the day that I die, I'm so high, you so high. I'll be getting money till the day that I die, I'm so high, you so high. Till I die, so there's no need to lie. Yeah. Pass that metal over to the small guy. Chicken and sigh from desire. Mills will be the end result exploding on the mic to feel the fire. Yeah. Flip off of my wig like terrific. Target every market, move on each one specific. Overload the frame, but keep it all the same. The master I see enters now in the game. Play me and try to get away, that's a maybe. Be the foe and I'ma hold a nine to your lady. My style's like a weapon, I hit the untrue. No need for me to come stalking looking for you. I rip through your heart and bust through your veins. I guarantee that things will never ever be the same. I kicked it on the rail and now I keep it on the plane.
Fucking walking along,
man. The IC enters now in your
brain. They're swinging,
I'm so high,
yeah.
You so high. I'll be getting money till the day that I die.
It's a very different type of graph, isn't it?
Oh, mate, it's tricky as fuck. I also told him to loud a spow at the top there. He clipped it, but, you know, it was messy up there anyway.
I'll be getting money till the day that I die. I'm so high, you so high. I'll be getting money till the day that I die. I'm so high, you so high. I'll be getting money till the day that I die.
There's a quick little outro. It's like literally a minute long, and then that's it.
Yo, we're back, man. Man, I just want to thank Chip one more time, man, for coming down from Manny, representing.
My pleasure.
Arms House crew, man. Big up, big up, big up. Kind of lifted a bit of the veil, the mystery behind the whole rappel graph. I mean, you know, it's kind of obvious. I knew what I was getting myself into. Yeah. But fucking hell, that was a lot harder than I expected it to be, man. Yeah. But Chip, I got to have a couple gifts for you, man.
Oh, thank you,
hold
man.
On to that. Hold on to that for 1 second. Yeah, like that.
Oh, man.
Shout out to our sponsor, Infamy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Infamy Go inks. On. I got you a nice bag. You know what? I'm going to put what a couple guy, more pens man. In there. So there's a couple pens there.
Cheers, man. And then also... Look at that. See, this is the main man right here.
Hey. No, no, no. You the man. Also, shout out Right Up UK with the hat.
Yeah,
with the BR thing. Shout out Right Up UK. So that's a fresh hat. It's got the pin in there, a couple stickers.
Perfect. That's definitely gonna get its use.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So boom, you've got your hat there. Shout out Right Up UK one more time. He's doing big things. Perfect, so you've got man. That. And what's a nice colour paint that you like? What colours do you like?
Oof.
You like pinks and reds?
I like my purples.
Purples. Yeah. I got a couple tins of purple. I'm going to hook you up as well, okay?
Appreciate that, brother.
Bad man, cool thank one. You. Now, all that's left is you got some mans to shout out. What's the TLC crew in the place?
I want to give Spot, Maz, Cons, Libaz, Tak. They're the main mans right there.
Hey, our kid. Hey, 4-4-5 kid. Is that the right one? No, that's Liverpool.
Yeah,
I'm fucking up.
What's the Manny one? Mancunian one?
It
What's
is our kid, isn't it?
All right, no, that's fucking Scouse. I'm getting Scouse. Sorry, bruv. Sorry to all the Mancunians out there, man. You know I love you.
You've never been further north than Milton Keynes.
Salute, salute.
Like, it's
Arms House, episode 159.
Peace, man.
See ya.
Yeah.
So that's it, man. That's it.
Big up shit, man. I think the boy done well.
He smashed it. He came all the way down from Manchester. Proper good bloke, nice guy. Smashed it for us, man. Killed it coming through. Yeah, big him up every time. Sorry, yeah. So a massive failure on my behalf, man. I got like barely a meter off the ground. Yeah,
was it even a meter?
No, probably not. Probably just like my feet. Yeah, wouldn't have been a meter, but you know, I'm going from where my head height was, so it was a good 2.5 meters off the ground.
Oh
yeah.
My days!
Fucking hell, it was tricky though, man.
It was a joy to watch.
Yeah,
it was fucking. Fucking hell, it was so fucking funny. I immediately knew, like, when you were gonna be doing that kind of foot in, yeah, lift up, foot in, lift up. I said, this is going passion.
It's over.
This is definitely going wrong.
I mean, I can barely do maybe 3, 4, maybe 5 pull-ups I can do, yeah? Yeah. I'll be struggling on that 6th one. I'll be like, you know, one of them ones, man. I definitely need to go gym.
I would say you can do 0 pull-ups because pull-ups is like that. Like your hands are like that. Chin-ups, yeah. You could maybe do
chin-ups.
Bicep.
Okay, chin-ups. I meant chin-ups. Yeah, yeah, right? I didn't know the difference.
That was more of like a pull-up scenario, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like a lot more difficult. And it's your back muscles as well as your leg muscles. Like,
I was
the most your leg muscles get used is like line butts.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they're electrical. Like, dude, you gotta get yourself in the gym. Like, you can't be that.
I know.
You can't be like that. Like, imagine if you had kids and you had to rescue them or something. You'd just be fucking fucked.
Nah, you hear about that. Like, when you're in an emergency situation, you get like superhuman strength. You know, like you've heard those stories about someone lifting a car off someone, you know what I mean? And like,
yeah, because the car's on his mum.
Yeah, so that's what would happen with me, you know what I mean? I'd be, the superhuman shit would come through.
Yeah.
That's what I'm relying on anyway. Also, I give up easily as well. That's the thing. It's like, you know, I reckon I definitely could have got higher, you know what I mean? But like, I was just overthinking it. I was worried that because any little thing, last time I popped my back out was when I bent over to tie my shoelace and my back popped. Yeah. So anything can pop it. Yeah. So I was just, that was in my mind. And I was like, mate, if I throw my back out, then that's over. End of episode, end of fucking next week of my life is over. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, fuck, if I strain it anymore, I'm just going to be suffering, man.
And one of the doctors told you to like, to prevent that from happening, like any back work, any back strength, any stuff like that?
No, I do. I lie on my back and it's about my legs in the air. And there's a few exercises I do. I'm not too good with it, but I try and do it every day. You know, little stretches when I wake up and stuff. Yeah.
Physiotherapy kind of stretches.
Kind of, yeah, sort of thing. Yeah, basically. And, you know, like squats and all sorts of shit like that, man. I try and do that before my morning coffee, man, if I can, if I remember. But yeah, and then, okay, but then I was dangling. And like that, like the kid said, he goes, doesn't matter if you're 1 meter off the ground or 500 meters off the ground. That's what it's like. You know what I mean? Obviously, without the mental thing of like, oh shit, I'm fucking 500 feet off the ground. Like, you know, obviously that's not included. But the actual physical act of painting, and you said that was the shittest thing you've ever seen me do. I know you're exaggerating, yeah, because I've done plenty of shit stuff. But, you know, it wasn't too bad because you can, like, stretch your legs out, put your feet on the wall, and, like, you're a good meter and a bit, you know, good arm's length from the wall, and you can kind of see what you're doing. Like, I would be a bit more confident now that I could actually pull off something halfway decent, I reckon, you know what I mean, if I did ever attempt to do that again. And also, like you said, there's different equipment as well. The one he has is the very basic standard set. He said it cost him about 250 quid, I think, in total. I can't remember the exact number for like the harness and the rope and the all the gadgets and stuff. Yeah. But there's ones that come with a bit more of a seat, so it doesn't strain on your leg, you know what I mean, so much. There's also, like you said, an automated one, or you put a drill into it and it goes zzz, and it can pick you up and down, obviously, like that. which can help out. And I'm sure there's all sorts of technology out there that if you have the money or whatever to spend, then you could probably get that shit done.
God, it was so fucking good. It was so fucking good to watch.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. And what was he like? Were you embarrassed in front of him?
I mean, a little bit, but he was a cool kid. He didn't give a shit, man. You know, I was just, like I said in the thing, I go, I let you down, man. You come all the way from Manny for me to go and meet her off the ground and shit.
So what did he do? Did he get the train?
I think he got a coach or the train. I can't remember, man. Yeah, yeah. That's why I had to sort him out, hook him up. It was his first time in London as well, man. You know, and he's still a young lad, man. And also,
20 years old. First time in London.
Yeah. And also, I didn't say it on the main video, but now I'm saying it. Kids, do not try this at home, okay? Kids, you got to do proper training for this stuff. You got to look stuff up. Don't just be attaching ropes to trees and dangling off shit, man, okay? Not on our behalf anyway, all right? So I'm just putting that out there, man, because...
He's like the most fully-fledged member of Arms House crew that there's ever been. You know what I mean?
He killed it.
Came down here for the first time in his life.
Yeah.
To help you do that, that's a joke.
But man, like, you know, like I said, it lifted the veil a little bit behind the scenes of how that shit kind of works. You know, but again, different people work in different ways. So, you know what I mean? It's all stuff like that. Let's get a couple of graph critiques in before we go.
I reckon if I was there. Yeah, let's get a couple in.
Oh, yeah, now we're gone, yeah.
I would have tried to do it.
Yeah.
And B, I probably would have gone off the abseil off the top.
From the
Once
top.
I'd seen you trying to do that, like, yeah, I was like, that's going to be a lot of work. Whereas if you abseil, you know, you're using your own body weight to go down.
It's, a lot easier. But then with the painting aspect, because then you want to avoid going back up. So you'd have to do your first letter, outline it, background schemes if you want to do it, and then lower yourself, shadow, outline, you know what I mean, again, and then, you know.
Yeah. Which you did. And then to be fair to you, you did like a border with your left hand because you were like, fuck this, it's killing me.
Well, I'm the ambidextrous, you know what I mean? The ambidextrous, son.
Yeah, the ambidextrous wanderer.
But yeah, no, I mean, you know, it was a great experience, man. It was fun to do. Like I said, I always was curious about certain aspects of it, but now, you know, I pretty much know whether I'd be capable or not. But also,
how was
about
your body the next day?
Yeah, my shoulder mainly, from the whole, when I was trying to crank up, like I'd like kind of pulled it a bit. It's still a little bit dodgy, but it's all right. I'm okay. And my legs a bit, but I was fine. You know, this was a couple of days ago. I'm good now, man. You reckon you'd have been all right then? And also, to your point about jumping off the top, I wasn't prepared to do that. I love Chip.
You don't
obviously
jump. You're saying it. You're describing it incorrectly. You wouldn't jump. You'd go to the edge.
Obviously not jump,
yourself
but
back.
Yeah, I know. And but that first initial, like, you know, when you're just letting your weight take the rope, you know, over the top like that, I just, because I just met the kid, man. I don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to risk because, you know, it wasn't a super duper height, but you're going to break a leg or something if you land awkwardly.
You
could fuck something up. So I was like just weighing up the pros and the cons, the risk versus reward. And I thought against it. To be honest, I thought that's what I was going to have to do until Chip told me.
So
Chip told me, he said, you don't have to jump up. He goes, you can just crank up from the bottom. I was like, oh, yeah. Wicked. I was like, that's what I'm gonna do. Nice.
But it's so much more work.
Yeah, it is.
So much more work.
But again, if you work out a bit and you've got the technique, like, you know, he had a technique, you could see he's done it plenty of times, and it's that motion, like you said, if you're pulling down with your foot and then you're pulling up with your hand. It's kind of like the tapping your head and rubbing your tummy. It's like you've got to get your mind around that whole fucking movement, you know, that I was struggling with again. And then when you've pulled it up and you're straining, you've got to lock the thing. Then you can relax, move the thing up, and then lock it. You know what I mean? I was just like, fucking hell, man.
You actually made that noise as well, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, fucking hell.
That's like my O face. No, I'm kidding. Yo, I want to give a big shout out to Sparks. I'm going to put his Instagram below. He carves.
Sparks and Kai.
He carves things out of metal, man. He did this as fucking weighty, heavy fucking thing, man. Cast iron. I think I don't. You know what? I don't even know what metal it's made out of. But he made this. I sent him a tag, an AHC tag, and he carved out a metal. I think he does it for a small fee. So people hit him up on the Instagram if you want like a metal carving of a tag or something like that. It's dope. Man.
What's Big his up. Handle?
At s.p.a.r.k.s. Let's. Sparks. I'll put the link below. You guys can check it out, Mal. You go hit him up on Instagram. I had a couple other things I wanted to chat about before we get into... Oh, yeah, there's a new little doc, mini documentary on YouTube about the insides. It's called On the Lines. I'll put a link below as well if you haven't seen it. Most people would have seen it by now, I reckon. I shared it on the Instagram. It's got, like, action shots from... You know, some of the heavy hitters and you know, not so heavy hitters. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, it's got a bunch of people on there, actions on the inside, really cool little edit, nice music and all that stuff, man. It's dope. So shout out, Dunya. Yeah?
Big Is it going to be as good as...
Steel Ink Steel Injection.
It's still not been released.
We're gonna release on our Patreon for the patrons. We got a little insides doc that theme's been working on for a little while now. But they got more action shots. You don't have so many action shots on your one. That's the only difference. Don't have any. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a couple now? No, maybe not.
No.
All right. Also, one last thing. I don't know. You know what? I'll save that for next week. Yeah, let's do a bit of graph critique and then we'll call it a day there, yeah? Sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I'm really sorry I couldn't make that, man.
Oh, man. Cussing me would have got me a little bit higher. Weather. The weather was... Everything came together, man, because it was pissing down with rain earlier that day. I was worried that the guy from Trellick was going to come out and say, no, you can't do that here, you can't do that. You know, there was so many things that could have gone wrong. And then Alex, I want to shout out my mate Alex at Unique Pieces. He was the cameraman. He really came out last second and helped me out with the filming. But Theme, if you were there, you're laughing, and because that's all that was going through my head as well. Just I was just going, Theme's just going to call me such a dickhead, yeah, like I'm such a little bitch. If you were there, you would have been gunning me so hard, I probably would have gone up another meter. Also, it would have been possible. I would have gone another meter if Theme was there. But it's all good. Shit happens. All right, let's get a critique in here. Ah, let's go with this one. This says Dread. Dread on a wall. Looks like it's done really small, but maybe that's just the perspective. But kind of, if you look at the cans on the ground, it does look like that's like your hip height, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was that just a massive?
Like that.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a little bit small. It's got reds and like nice color fill, but a bit messy. They'll fade. The fade is a bit. Oh no, he's filled it in pink and just done like kind of reddish kind of highlight.
Done what
thing.
You did on your rappel graph.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got the nice white highlights, blue, dark blue border, which I think is a mistake. If you've got a black outline and then a pretty much dark, dark blue border, it's literally pointless and it's really messy and you know, these little
it's
chips.
Something like
coming.
The A is like a different kind of size.
I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what it is. The height of the A is fine. But if you look at the middle bits, look at the hole in the D, the hole in the R, nice. The little bits in the E, the other D. But then the A, the line is all the way down here. That should be kind of up here somewhere to kind of match in with the rest. And everything's a bit more bottom heavy, as it were.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on.
Mm.
And highlights are a bit scrappy.
It's all scrappy. Look at those. Look at the shine. It's like just tss, tss, and then a little dot in the middle, like it just, oh my god. And look, this doesn't connect here, like you know. And the paint he's used is really shit. You could see through all the shitty lines behind it. Sorry, Theme, yeah?
No, I'm saying it's there. But it's also like quite a decent word to, you got to be good if you write dread, I reckon.
What the time you have to dread? Yeah, you're right, man. He's getting there though. The R, I don't mind the flex of the R and the E really kind of sit together really nicely with the fat bits on the top and the fat bits on the bottom. It's not great, but I can see, you know, he's got the eye for it. So keep going, Dread, man. I think you're on the right path.
The second D is like not.
Yeah.
It's got like brickwork coming out of it.
Like little chips. He's got some coming here, but he just hasn't put highlights on them, so they don't stand out. These ones he's put highlights on them.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
But it's a different D to the front, to the first D, isn't it?
Slightly, yeah, yeah. Slightly different shape. Yeah, and it's like coming off because he's trying to get this symmetry, like this angle coming up here. He's trying to copy it on the other side. So I see what he's trying to do. He's got the eye. The kid has the eye, but maybe send in some stuff in the future, Dread. Let us know if you're getting better and stuff, you know? All right, that's good. Dread, put that in the done folder. Let's see what else has been coming through. Anything cool that sticks out to me? Ah, this fucking kid writes Fez, yeah? P-H-E-Z. Theme, what's your thoughts on that, man?
It's messy. It's messy in terms of schemes and colors. Like, it's way too... I mean, it's way, way, way too busy, is what I would say. Yeah. Too busy. And I don't know what's... Is that sort of 25 shit? Is that him? Yeah, maybe that's him. So...
Yeah, that's him.
It's Fez. A PH, fast forward arrow, EZ... with shadow to the down of it.
Yeah, but he's missed out mad shadows, man. But it's down rock on some of the letters. Yeah, most of the letters is just going down. It's supposed to go down, yeah.
But on the Z, it's got it on the right as well, right?
Yeah, but there should be a little shadow on here because it is that is going down, but maybe he's thickened it up too much. Yeah.
And then he's got these awful fucking schemes of like
disgusting.
God knows what is going on. God knows. Like, why?
I was complaining about that guy's shine. Look at this guy's shine, man. Fuck it.
but it's got the classic kind of colours that you think looks like graph when you're a toy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're the doing like blue and pinks. Yeah. Like, those are the colours that Chick always says, no, Fiend, do different colours.
Exactly, yeah.
Because everyone paints in those colors, basically. And it is illegal graph, isn't it? I think so.
Yeah, it's on a fence, a wooden fence somewhere. Looks like this could be pretty bumpkin. I don't know, though. It's hard to say. Could be at the bottom of his garden. Because look, there's residential houses here, it looks like, on the background.
Look at the highlights on the top of the H. That's so good.
Look, the only thing going for Fez is that the letters are pretty much proportioned. Yeah, they're all the same kind of size and thickness, and he's kept it simple. I'm assuming it's a he, it could be a she. So that's, I'm going to give you props on that. Everything else is TB, toy behavior, shitty, non-confident lines, shadow all over the place, highlights just messy and shitty and not in the right places either. He's trying to, the schemes are just like, ugh, it's like I can see this kid has probably seen a lot of scenes, like, you know, drips and like the DNA strands and like stars and dots, and like he's just trying to do that, and curls, like lines with curls in it, but he just doesn't understand or grasp the actual physics behind trying to make that look good. You know, he's just like shoving them in wherever and just like, you know, and just like I said, lack of confidence. Fez, keep up the simplistic lines. The simple, just keep practicing, man, and you'll get more confident. You know, don't try
if
and
you've got
start
that much graph behind your fucking graph.
Mm.
Do like a border. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as well. But I think at this stage of his graph thing, I don't think that really matters too much. Just keep practicing and doing your thing, man. But yeah, you're right. That is a good point.
Get your highlights closer to the inside of your letter.
Exactly.
Like some of your highlights look like they're dogging out your own schemes, bro.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You can't be doing that, man.
And you can't have a highlight here under the there,
where?
And then
and
then have a highlight.
Oh yeah, on top of
this and up on top of there. You know what I mean? Because if you have it there, you got to have it there and there, and you know what I mean. So he's working it out. This person,
he's working it out, and like you say, I reckon he's seen quite a lot of graph.
Yeah. For sure.
And he's thinking, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. All right, Fez, keep at it, bruv. All right. Okay, theme, last thing. I want you to react to this weird video I saw on Instagram. I just want to get your reaction to it, what you think of it. Let's go. Hold on. I can't hear you over it. Let me turn the music down.
I'm just saying, no. As soon as they took the fucking wallpaper on.
Yeah. So yeah, they got like, they've printed out their graph on like wallpaper or wheat pasting thing, and they're wheat pasting it onto the train, a full on piece, window down, like kind of car. This is while it's in transit as well. You can see it's like literally like rush hour, man. The train's ram jam. I mean, once it's on there, it kind of looks like a piece. Look, he even does it on his own with a long piece of wood there, you see?
Mate, that was the most Spanish thing I've ever seen in my life.
I think he's Greek, but I could be wrong.
Tío de la Briara.
Oh, yeah. Spock Brillor on Instagram. B-R-I-L-L-O-R. Spock. S-P-O-K-B-R-I-L.
Doing a quick piece with his.
The actual graph itself, although it's not completely my style, I like the pieces. I think they look good. I actually know about this dude a little bit. I don't know him personally, but I did a bit of research when I saw that. The dude's a bona fide graffiti, like, train painter. Like, he's painted burr trains. He's old school.
Board of graph.
It's a board of graph guy. I think we should make that chart of all the board of graph dudes. He's on the list, this Spock chap, yeah? He's literally... But then I'm thinking now, look, he's wheat pasted it over the door. And it's in transit. So what happens when it's literally the next stop? The door opens. It's going to rip, shred it up.
Shit.
So it's literally going to last one stop. And then the door's open and then it's going to fuck it up, you know? But it's a gimmick. It's a little gimmicky thing he's done. You know what I mean? I think it looks funny. I think it's a jokes idea. You know what I mean? Is it real graph? No. It's basically wheat pasting. So however you class wheat pasting in form of like criminal damage or graph or whatever, because it is technically it's vandalism. You know what I mean? Wheat pasting, especially when you do it when you're not allowed to do it. But there we go. Shout out Spock anyway, man. Man is bored of graph. Theme, we're going to go out to this tune that you suggested, Baldy James featuring Evidence, produced by The Alchemist. Oh yeah, I was at The Alchemist Primo show, man.
Yeah,
it was hilarious. But and shout out Tony Spreadlove, Cash on the camera, man. He took all the ill photos. I think he was touring with them, man. And shout out Bosco, Tab, VFL, Pyramines, B, Shiver, Mr. Shiver, and Insight, all the crew that I went with. And I bumped into old D-Nab there, yeah? D-Nab was on top form, yeah? He told me not to tell this story, but I'm telling it anyway, man. Shout out D-Nab. He gave me so much jokes. He was there, like, you know, he'd had a couple of drinks, you know what I mean? So he was merry. And, oh, yeah, shout out Syme was there as well. Big up Syme. We still got to do that episode with him when he's up for it.
Yeah.
The benching with Syme.
Is he up for it?
He said he's up for it, but, you know, I just told him whenever you're ready to
getting
do it, we'll do it.
It's getting a bit cold now, isn't it, for
that? It's getting a bit chilly. But, yeah, D-Nab was on top form, and we were at the back at one point because it was so rammed in there. There was nowhere to sit, nowhere to stand. Like, it was just ram jam. So by the end of the night, I was, like, hanging right at the back. And D-Nab was there. We were chilling, chatting about stuff. And then he saw the merch store, yeah? And he was like, bruv, if this was Brixton Academy, yeah, he goes, I'd be jacking all the merch from behind and running out, you know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, okay. And he was like, proper DDS style, man, just we don't pay for shit, man. He was like, all the clothes, because everything I'm wearing is racked, you know what I mean? He had North Face, he had all crispy garms on. And I was like, yes, bro. And then he was like, all right, hold on, wait here. Then he went to the fucking merch stand and he goes, can I see the extra large, the Primo one? Yeah, and he gave it to him. He goes, I just want to see the size of it like that. And he came up to me and he was like, man, he goes, what do you think? And they just went, whoop, just and then they were all like, oh, where's he gone? And I was just like, was standing there like drinking my drink. Like, I was like, I don't know, what the fuck. They didn't even attempt chasing him, man. It was hilarious, man. Shout out D-Nab. All right, let's go. Baldy James featuring Evidence. What was about this song that you liked, man?
Oh, I love the instrumental, man.
The beat.
I love it.
Man.
Yeah.
Alchemist is so good. And it was so dope to see the student and the teacher
Primo and Alk on stage, and if you're just thinking of all the people they've worked with throughout the ages, and then there's the old school, you know, Primo classics from the 80s onwards, and then Alchemist at first kind of copied Primo's style, you know what I mean? He completely took the Primo formula, but then now he carved his own lane, and now he's probably the most notorious, most busiest man in hip-hop at the moment, man. Like, he's got new music coming out.
He's certainly doing bits, isn't he? And he's like consistent with his releases.
Absolutely killing it, man. Killing it.
Super
all right.
Super consistent with his releases. And I just love his sound. I've always loved Alan the Chemist, but he used to be a rapper, you know. He knows the game inside out. And Cash got permission from him to film this tour.
Oh yeah,
he said Primo was a bit of a standoffish.
Okay,
so he's like, I just gave Alchemist all the props, you know what I mean? And he sent me a little video. It looks really, really good. Typical Cash.
Sick.
But yeah, and he put this tune on it, and I was like, yo, what tune is that? So that's how I got the tune. Yeah.
Okay. Well, boom. Let's get into it, man. Shout out everybody. I hope you enjoyed that, man. Episode 159, leave a comment below, helps with the algorithm. Hit that like button. Join the Patreon, man. If you want to show us some actual love, there's plenty of free stuff on there and lots of free stuff on the way. Not free stuff, extra stuff is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Big up all the patrons. We love you, man. All right. Grey October. Salute, Themos.
Salute, Amber.
Peace.
Concrete evidence. Block work. Where we at with it? Still the same kind of creature. Lil Moochie James Clay Johnson III. Since I be Khalid, the Uncle Speedy stayed on the fire. Been 6'4 YBS. Bald and cold. I keep it funky with my focus. Hunting with my poachers. Slumping with the vultures, stockpiling with the brokers, baselining to them smokers. Tony, we ain't the only dopers, serving all these pops. I'm a fucking up the culture, monkey nuts in that Corolla. Grab form but a stolen, gone off that Doja. Running from the roller, stick like a mole controller. Quick to shoot to the K like I'm calling. Chip on my shoulder, scraping up them extras and them overs. Mr. Yola with the bacon soda. My uncle said he hid them brickies in my baby stroller. These bitches so moody and shifty, tryna play me closer. I saw some blueies for the Griffy, caught an 8 at Kroger's. When Noonie found out he got killed, it brought her pain some closure. So if you shoot me, better kill me, keep that same composure. Shit out of 30 of my gas with 28 is over. All of this murder on my mind is hard to face it sober. On the hunt for Grey October.
So what's your position about religion?
I believe in God. You believe in God?
Yeah.
Pray every day. Pray every day. I try to.
I don't run away from danger. I'm better running towards it. All my words are just a letter short of swords and I enforce it. Missing all my players when I hit the streets, but Evie didn't forfeit. Rising from the scorched earth, I roll it up and torch it. Two different.
There's really not much to this beat at all. Like, there's layers of a couple samples and that heavy bass line. Do the drums come in or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Careers like I'm two different people. Two different years, one life, no sequel.
Really slow as well.
You inspired or you desperate? Either full or you desolate. I walk a different line of truth, unperfected. What I bring inside this booth is uninspected. It ain't checkmate yet, but on my checklist. Put the flowers on the ground and then it's breakfast. Things to do, all within a day's time. Was never made, man, until I made mine.
I'm just hearing Theme cracking up at me for being only a meter off the fucking ground.